flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Miles Garrett News. It's so interesting to me that, you know, frankly, and I'm sure you'll admit to this, Bob, you run talk shows every night of the week on television too. Is it starting to be a little bit of a slow time? Not completely slow, but before the Pirates kick in, the Steelers are done.
Hockey shuts down for 2 weeks.
Right. We need some topics here. And when the NBA had that blockbuster, well, that leads to trade talk. And the Penguins had a pretty significant trade in which Kyle Dubas wrested a first rounder in that trade from the Rangers, as it turned out. And then all of a sudden, on top of all this, when it was going to be a trade theme day, we get Miles Garrett requesting a trade from the Browns. Before we get into our Limitless Express here, what did you say Diana Rossini reported?
First and a second.
It was all they'd get?
According to a former GM.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be more. I think it's going to be more. What are you looking at, Bob?
I'm looking at the salary. I wasn't sure of it. So it's 2025, he's making almost $20 million, 2026, $25 million. That's pretty good for a guy.
And what is the dead cap charge there? $36 million on a trade, is it?
I assume that's what that is, yeah. They still
wow.
get. So I still think there are teams out there going to want him bad enough that they'll go over that offer.
Miles Garrett is, for a lot of teams, in their minds and maybe in reality, the difference between hanging around and actually getting to a Super Bowl and winning. The Bills are an example. The Bengals could be an example. The Broncos. There's 10 teams that would be vying for his services easily, don't you think?
Yes, because if you're close, oftentimes that's the one thing you're missing. A little bit more pressure from a guy at the end like that, what they can do with him, it's enticing. So enticing normally means teams overpay. And I believe somebody would overpay in terms of that offer, which was first and a second. I would reverse and say two firsts and a second.
I mean, Khalil Mack back in 2019 got two first round picks, a third and a sixth from the Bears, right? So I don't know. I think that Miles Garrett would get you two first round picks. I respectfully disagree with whoever that was.
Yeah, I agree too. I think two and a second. Two first rounds and a second probably is the going rate.
But who are we to talk, Bob? It's time for the Limitless Express. Limits?
I love you. I love you.
Like on Trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again.
again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
All right. Here we go.
Diana Russini also saying, buckle up. This isn't going to be a clean or easy breakup between the Browns and Myles Garrett. As one NFL executive put it, it's going to be a wild few weeks. And that exact report that Bob was referencing is that she talked to one NFL GM that says, probably a first-round pick plus is what they're going to get for Garrett. Can't wait for the, quote-unquote, it will be 3-1s crowd. Not happening. 1-2, 1-2-3s, throw a player in there for Myles Garrett, and it makes you think what the Steelers could get for T.J. Watt.
Who's saying that? This GM?
This is what a GM is telling
GM.
Okay. Her, yes.
He makes it sound like people are idiots for talking about multiple first-round picks. How does he explain Khalil Mack?
Maybe age-wise, because Khalil Mack was 2 years younger.
Yeah, but Myles Garrett's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's 29. He still arguably has a couple, 3 more years. Again, the whole idea here, if you're a team interested
in him.
There,
look up there, Adam Schefter, a potential trade comp. When 27-year-old Khalil Mack was traded, Bears gave up 2 first-round picks, a 3rd and a 6th. The 29-year-old Garrett. So, okay, so how about if this former GM talks to Adam Schefter about that, too? Sorry, Bob.
No, I forgot what I was going to say now.
I'm sorry. I got in your way. And
it
I just, feel
it depends on how
it.
Desperate you are as a team. If you believe that we are this piece away, then you're going to react accordingly, I think.
I mean,
it was something not in the cards. Now all of a sudden it is.
I'll look at the Bills. They can't get over the hump. They have a generational quarterback. You don't think because they don't have a defense.
Right.
It's as simple as that. They show up in Kansas City every year with no defense. You don't think that the Bills in a second would give up 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett?
Yes, that's what I mean. They
I'd
are
be
a team
more
that
surprised.
Falls into, the window is now. We need this piece now, so
yes.
Therefore we pay for it now. That's the way it goes. So that's I totally believe that's the way it's going to go. It's going to be more than what that first and second round offer is.
So do I. I'm flabbergasted by that guy. And that's the second time I've used that word in 2 shows, Bob.
You have.
Do you
We're
like
keeping
that?
Track.
Do you like that word?
Yes. Very interesting word.
Limits.
It's a great word. Flabbergasted. Very surprised.
Next.
Packers president Mark Murphy, not a fan of the quarterback push play. He would like to see the tush push that the Eagles run so well be banned.
Me too.
Get out of here with this. Didn't
Me
he
too.
Play in the NFL? Stop it. Do what the Chiefs did against the Bills. You don't like it, stop it. I'm tired of these whiny babies everywhere, Bob.
Apparently, I'm one of them because I don't like it. I think it's just a rugby play that doesn't need to be in the NFL. You have quarterback sneaks legitimately, and you should not have someone, the whole team behind you pushing. It's like having a tug of war where you have...
Stop it. Have your whole defensive team push somebody from behind and stop the play.
That's your view. I disagree. I just don't like it. I want to get
What are you going
to
do with the next play that works? Are you going to outlaw that? It's a play that works. Find
okay.
a way to stop it. How would you illegalize it?
I would just say you're not allowed to have someone line up behind the quarterback and push him to the chains. That's all. You're not allowed to do it.
What?
Maybe so.
What?
I'm just tired of it.
What?
Just like I'm tired what? Of shootouts what? In hockey. If I've what? Told you this for 3 years. What? I don't want to see another shootout in hockey.
What?
What? What? What? Murphy, he has a monthly Q&A column on the team's website. How about that? Could you imagine if Art did a monthly Q&A on the website?
That would be some electric stuff.
He said, there is no skill involved, and it is almost an automatic first down on plays of a yard or less.
Somebody should tell him there's no skill involved in a lot of football. It's can you push the guy in front of you? Are you bigger than him? Can you figure out a way to stop it? The Chiefs wound up stopping a 6'4", 240-pound guy who was doing sort of the tush push with the Bills. Stop it.
He also said there used to be a rule prohibiting this, but is no longer enforced because I believe it's thought to be too hard for the officials to see. The play is bad for the game, and we should go back to prohibiting the push of the runner. This is the main quote here. This would bring back the traditional quarterback sneak. That worked pretty well for Bart Starr and the Packers in the Ice Bowl.
I was at the Ice Bowl. I don't know, Bob. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just cranky today. I suppose you could always limit it. How about limit it to
like
one
it.
Person
like
instead
it.
Of none? I didn't say I liked it. I just don't see why it would be illegal. So the rule would be what? Just one person or nobody pushing him?
Nobody pushing.
Can you never push a runner then?
No, you can push a runner.
When? What do you mean you can?
I think whistle, you know, it depends on when whistles are blown here too. You can't, some of these officials let plays go on and on and on and on, and of course there are big piles of people moving, and you don't know where it's moving, and you blow a whistle. It's dead, and then a guy keeps moving. There's so much about those plays that drive me nuts. I don't like a tush push. I just don't. That's just me personally. I'm sure I'm in the minority, actually. Most people would like it and would defend it, like you're doing to me.
Limits. You're up. Next topic.
Chip Kelly is being hired to leave Ohio State as their offensive coordinator. He's going to be the new Raiders OC under Pete Carroll, Joe.
I find this coaching staff, I'll tell you, I find them very interesting, Bob. You're talking about guys that have had enormous success, and everybody laughs at Chip Kelly from his NFL tenure. Well, his first 2 years in Philly, he won 10 games each year and went to the playoffs 1 year and won a division. You get a statue in this town for that these days. Oh, my God, 10 games. Can you believe it? He has a 2-year non-losing streak, and they get killed in the playoffs. What a great coach. And he got fired for it when he started having a bad year in year three.
I like Chip Kelly. I like him. I always have. I think he's very innovative with a lot of what he does, and I think that's a good hire by Pete Carroll.
So do I. I think he's innovative. I think he's not afraid. He did actually wind up failing in year three in Philly. That offense that he brought here, the, you know, 7 seconds or less type deal, the Todd Graham hurry up people, it just didn't work at that level. But he's adjusted too. I think he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he has. He's gotten better just the way that he goes about his business in the NFL. He led an Ohio State offense that did nothing against Michigan to complete and utter changes.
You know, another change you're thinking of is Kelly told Pete Carroll and ownership there he's demanding Cordero Patterson join the Raiders. He has a bunch of pitch outs designed for him, Bob.
The one and only play per game at $3 million.
It's almost time for Cordero Patterson to go into the game, guys. There's 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's almost that time.
No, let's wait till he's completely frozen. Then we'll put him in and pitch the ball out to him.
Well, the whole thing about his signing in the first place was because of the new dynasty kickoff.
Yeah, and they wound up taking a step back on
kickoffs. Yeah, they went backwards.
They went backwards.
So he was the reason, and like I understood Deontay. That. But I didn't like the 2-year, $6 million. I thought that was a little bit aggressive.
Maybe Deontay is a metaphor unto himself for the entire Steelers operation. It's just backwards, Bob. Everything is backwards. We think we're ahead of the game because the day the NFL changes kickoff rules, we go out and sign a broken down kick returner. Anyway, next.
Should Deontay go out and do some lessons on running backwards? Do you think he could do a good job for somebody in training?
He should. Yeah, he should show up at some of these camps, these youth camps, and they should have a special segment where he shows up and teaches them to run backwards.
He could help some corners. Become the next phase of the NFL, running backwards, backpedaling. That's what you do.
He's our wide receiver teacher, but he's accidentally teaching corners to backpedal. Yes, we should do that.
It's called the Michael Jackson approach to football.
Right.
Moonwalking your way to the end zone. SpotTrack estimates that Justin Fields' market value is at 1 year, $6.5 million. That seems kind of light, Bob, does it?
Yeah, I thought it would be more. If you're going to do 1 year, I thought it'd be in the $15 million range, 13 to 15. That's interesting. Well, that makes it easier then if that's the kind of stuff that would happen there.
I mean, why is that surprising? I think here, for some reason, even some people who cover the team have been deluded by Justin Fields. Justin Fields was there for the taking for anybody last year, and nobody wanted him as a starter.
Nobody wanted Russell Wilson either.
Let me count the teams that wanted Russell Wilson or wanted Justin Fields to be their starter. There I counted them. So we think that he upgraded his market profile dramatically here?
No,
the dude completed 53% of his passes over his last two games. He got lucky, which you could see if you're watching tape and breaking it down on the guy. If you're thinking, hey, should we sign Fields? Well, wait a second. He had some horrible passes in this Raiders game we're watching. Had a horrible pass here and there in another game we're watching. Should have had more turnovers. He still fumbles the ball. He had 7 fumbles this year. I just wholeheartedly disagree with the notion that Justin Fields reinvented himself with the Steelers. I think it's a bunch of hogwash, Bob.
I'm not disputing that. What I am saying is that when you look at, you know, franchise quarterbacks are getting $50 million a year, I would think that someone who's going to be a starter on your team who went 4-2 as a starter for your team would command more than $6 million for 1 year.
He's not going to be a starter. There's nobody who wants him as a starter, just like last year.
The Steelers may want him as their starter.
Well, that might tell you all you need to know about the fighting Deontay Johnsons.
But it's because you don't have many other options here at this point.
Right, exactly.
So that's why you have to figure out a plan to go after your next quarterback in the draft. Somehow, some way, how do you get there? This is a plan that should have been hatched several years ago in advance of the ultimate retirement of Ben Roethlisberger. And you can argue with me that, oh, it was Mason Rudolph. Oh, then they drastically took Kenny Pickett when they didn't have to, but they did because they felt they needed to.
What would you have suggested they do back then?
Draft a quarterback in the first round, I know Ben would not be happy. I don't care who's not happy.
What would you have said at that time in the midst of the killer
don't
bees?
Don't you think?
The midst of the killer bees, a year or two after going to the AFC title game, if the Steelers used the 25th pick on a quarterback, you would have said good move?
It depends on who that quarterback was and their plans for him. At some point, you have to have a succession plan, don't you?
I think of two franchises in the history of football that have had it. I'm not going to blame the Steelers for not drafting in the first round.
All right, do you think the Kenny Pickett pick was a desperation pick then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were forced to do that because you didn't have an idea of what you were going to do.
You
knew the end was coming.
You still didn't have to do it. You still set your friend. Mike Tomlin still set the Steelers back by years by making a terrible pick there because he was convinced Pickett was the guy. Just because you didn't have this foresight to take a first rounder in 2020 doesn't mean you reach for Kenny Pickett.
Well, that's what happened.
It did, yes.
And so now they're in the same boat again.
I know.
Here we are. What's that thing? What's the guy say? Here we are again in the same situation.
That's Brian. Bob, it's a very odd timing on his hand slap on the table. That's Brian Kelly, who I love to see lose. See if you can recreate the hand slap with him at the exact same time. Are you ready? Give Bob a shot at this. I couldn't do it, remember? On five tries. It doesn't make sense where he does it. Try it, Bob, and we'll give you credit if you mimic it perfectly. Go.
I'm sitting here.
You missed by a mile. Let me try that limits. I'm ready.
Close.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Bob, you want another shot at it?
No.
You hurt your heart. You hurt your hand over there.
I went a little too hard on that one.
Yeah.
I have golf to worry about.
Next. Limits.
The odds are out on Myles Garrett's next team.
Let me guess.
Buffalo, number one.
All I see is Buffalo. I'm going to say Buffalo, number one.
Los Angeles Chargers, number two.
I'm going to say Denver, number two, and we'll give you a third. Who are you saying three? I'm going to say Baltimore number three.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I know. That's why I said I
would say, who else is close in that?
Just say the Bucks, Bob.
Cincinnati.
Buffalo. There we go. Buffalo plus 650. Tied with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, that's all we need is Myles Garrett to the Eagles, Bob. Can you imagine him with Jalen Carter and those guys?
They have the number one defense anyway.
Oh, my God. Now, he would love to go there, I bet.
Oh, I think.
Next.
And then San Diego, or I guess the L.A. Chargers, Baltimore at plus 800, and Arizona at plus 11, or plus 1150.
Holy horse milk. Here's the other thing, Bob. Why would you want to trade him to a Super Bowl contender and get lower picks? Wouldn't you want to? Plus, you can really send him off to Siberia if you send him to, like, Carolina.
How about the Chicago Bears?
That would be interesting.
Do they need help there, don't they? I mean, on both sides of the ball, but that would help them.
That's a good call by Bob.
That would help them, give them a pass.
Does Garrett
rusher?
Have any control over where he goes?
I don't think so.
I don't think either. I don't think he has a no trade.
So you'd want to send him to a bad team, wouldn't you?
Well, when you think they could be bad, yes. Absolutely.
I think you can get ahead of the game in a big way. He was fighting injuries this year. Remember, his foot was all banged up. Both feet were, it seemed, at one time.
Needed a good feet store.
I think that at this point, I think you're getting way ahead of the game here if you're the Browns. And you can
trade him. How long do you
think
this will happen? Do you think it'll go up until the draft or maybe at the draft? Or do you think it'll happen When?
I'm not sure it will happen. They're just dumb enough not to do it. But I think it'll happen leading up to the draft. Yes. You?
Yeah, I think it'll be before the draft.
They've gotten the best years of Myles Garrett's career, just as the Steelers have gotten the best years of T.J. Watt's career. He is a depreciating asset.
Does not care about 5 years from now. They want to do it in the next 2 years. And if you can help get him there for 2 years, then he would accomplish what he wants, which is to contend for some championship, and they would accomplish what they want.
If the Bears gave you their pick this year for T.J. Watt, would you do it? That pick and a little bit more?
What is their pick, 10 or 5? What are they?
Did we say 10?
Yeah, it's 10.
10? Maybe a second-round pick
I would have
year?
To get more than that because I'm not so – again, my need is a quarterback, and I'm not – this year doesn't do much for me. There's some good players. There are some really good wide receivers. I think cornerbacks also.
Well, can't you use that as collateral for next year too, or at least improve your roster big
you
time
could. I would
when
improve
you get
my,
that quarterback?
I would improve my roster at every level and then – try to figure out my quarterback situation a year from now.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob. Man, the more I look at this Luka deal, it is so strange that Dallas would just part with this guy and, like you said, not check around. Can you imagine the windfall they could have gotten for a 25-year-old? And then they seem to sort of slander him on the way out of town. Their general manager, Nico Harrison, talked about them wanting, you know, defense wins championships, you know, intimating that he wasn't a defender, which he wasn't. Neither was Mario. This reminds me of if the Penguins had traded Mario as a 25-year-old. Because the other thing is that they're reporting on ESPN is that they got tired with this guy not wanting to comply with their eating programs, his approach to diet, his lackadaisical approach to diet and conditioning. Who cares?
He's not one of those guys who runs around.
Some guys are like that.
He's a big dude, 6'8", 270 pounds, whatever he is, but he knows how to play and slow down and break down his opposition. He gets into the lane and he has ways of maneuvering that you can't teach anyone. And it doesn't have anything to do with a diet. He knows how his body is. If you average 28 points per game, you could eat all the chips you want. I don't
exactly
care.
There have been so many guys like this in sports who you can't change. Mario is a great example. In his second Penguins career, you know, working with our very own Jay Caulfield, I might add, Bob, you know, he got into the whole conditioning thing later on. He didn't need
that
it
was,
back
that
then.
That was more of a, okay, I got to get myself into better shape at my age versus
exactly.
Back then you didn't. When you're young, you can do whatever. And if you ask Mario, I'm sure he'll tell you that he didn't necessarily – adhere to a strict diet?
Well, no, we know that from early in his career. Some people are just so talented and so good and so competitive that it doesn't matter. That crap doesn't matter.
But even if you wanted
to deal him. Was Ben in shape his whole career?
Probably not. A lot of guys probably aren't. My point is, if you're, first of all, why would you let that out, number one? You're trying to trade him. You would say nothing other than, hey, we've had a little bit of a disagreement. He's available. Who wants him? Come get him. Give me an offer.
It sounds like a cheap organization, and they're reacting in Dallas not well to this. They had a mock funeral protest at the American Airlines Center with people there just absolutely livid.
Dirk Nowitzki went on Twitter and had an emoji that summed it all up too, you know, and he's a guy who, he's one of them. That's another guy when you looked at Dirk Nowitzki, you said to yourself, he's not the best conditioned guy I know. He doesn't run circles around people, but he has this way of getting open and making shots.
Yes. If you're, and I see where Luka's dad is now quoted as saying he played 100 games last year, practically 40 minutes a game with two or three players constantly on him and took him to the finals. This is insanity.
I remember from that run of his that he had isolation. I guess this was the NBA Western Finals against, was it Denver? Who did they beat?
Minnesota last year.
Yeah. And so it was Rudy Gobert, who's like a defensive player of the year almost every year. He made him look like he just had six ankles breaking left and right. He hit in, out, step back three. Gobert had no chance to stop him. And that's a mismatch in size also, I think. It goes to show you what he can do without having to move a lot. He's not a guy who's going to run around and just do that. That's not what he does.
I don't get it. I don't get why you wouldn't shop him around, and now he's in L.A. And L.A. has a history of bringing in these types of players to build championships around.
But it wasn't even the Lakers' idea. That's the weird part of this. They did not approach it. Dallas. They didn't know.
I know,
this
but
was
here they are.
On.
What I'm saying is he's going to LA like Wilt Chamberlain did, like Kareem did in the prime of his career, way back when he was about 25, after he led the Bucks to a championship. Somehow LA winds up with a guy like this.
For not all that much,
forever.
To be honest. And
forever.
I like Anthony Davis, but it's not all that much in a return. You could have set yourself up for future number ones for quite a while if you're Dallas, and they just chose not to.
And it has led us to Pittsburgh trade talk. And, of course, today we get word that Myles Garrett wants a trade. Are the Browns going to get the jump on that? They say they're not going to trade him while the Steelers hold on to T.J. Watt. And my question would be, for what? Like, I guess there's the fan sentiment. I understand. I'd love T.J. Watt if I rooted for the Steelers, too. But from strictly a team-building, team-future standpoint, to me, it doesn't make sense to sink another $100 million or so into T.J. Watt. It just doesn't. And now's the time to deal him. Now would be the time.
You know, we've had these conversations before about the Penguins with Malkin and Letang specifically
Several
years ago,
yeah.
And they chose not to do it either. And look what it's gotten them in terms of now making other trades, and I wonder where they're going to stop. Kyle Dubas is, you know, he's got some extra money coming up. After the NHL and PA agreed to increase salary cap numbers, I think it's $22 million over a three-year span going up, so they'll have money. But they still have contracts that are not movable, I don't think. And what do you do next? Is it Rickard Rakell? What do you do? You can't stop here, can you, Joe, if you're Kyle Dubas?
Not me. I think a lot of people already saying, you know, that he's an absolute genius and, oh, my God, he's on a heater, The Athletic said. Let's calm down a little bit, okay? He's got some of the worst contracts I've ever seen in the NHL, okay? He's got $20 million tied up in Erik Karlsson, Tristan Jarry, and Ryan Graves for this year, for next year, I believe for the year after that with Karlsson. I believe that'll be his last year. So they're complete. I don't care how much the cap goes up. They're completely hamstrung by horrendous contracts, and they are in no position to keep Rickard Rakell. A $5 million player for multiple years from here on out in his early 30s.
You can get something for right now.
Yes.
Is there anyone else on their roster, short of those guys who have no trade clauses, that you can get anything
Not short for? Of the guys with no trade
no.
clauses, no.
So where do you go next?
Rickard Rakell. And then I start asking people about their trade clauses, knowing that some of them will want to stay and all of that. That's fine. I can't imagine that you couldn't deal Erik Karlsson. Why would he want to stay? But having said that, this trade with Vancouver and the Rangers was a great trade. Doesn't mean it'll turn out, but kind of like the conversation you and I had about the top 10, you know, getting yourself in the top 10 to take a quarterback, you need to put yourself in position to either swing and miss or hit a home run. And if you're not drafting multiple times in first rounds, then you never have a chance. So good for him, great for him for getting a first round pick back in this deal. That's fantastic for what amounts to a garden variety NHL defensive defenseman in Marcus Pettersson, who, by the way, was you were selling him low. He wasn't playing well this year. And also Drew O'Connor, you were selling low. That was great, but that needs to be still part of the beginning here. You know, you have people throwing around, they have 15 picks in the top three rounds over the next 3 years. Great. You're going to hit on a very small percentage of those. It's the NHL. Keep stockpiling. I like the fact they got a young prospect, young player, this Fernstrom, put in this deal. Keep stockpiling interesting guys like that. This can't be the end for now. This has to be more of a beginning. This, combined with last year's Gensel trade, needs to be the beginning for Kyle Dubas, who apparently is still afraid to say the word rebuild. Say it. Say the word and then do it. I mean, this is going nowhere otherwise.
There are levels of rebuild. You don't have to go full in, get rid of everyone, but you can still rebuild.
Who wouldn't you get rid of other than Sid if you had the chance? Let's say nobody had a no-trade clause. Who would you be saying, man, you got to keep that guy and not get the return for him? Who?
No, I would have, and I've been on record before as talking about trade. Before they signed their new extensions that Hextall was forced to kind of give them, both Malkin and Letang, all due respect, great Pittsburgh Penguins will be remembered as such. But if there was a time to move them, it was right then and there.
Well, what about
before it ever got to that?
What if nobody had a no-trade clause? Other than Sid, I would trade everybody on the team and be open to it.
First of all, there aren't that many, and that includes Erik Karlsson. I wish he would agree to something, because I think he could serve somebody better than he is here right now, given the money. And
me
I'd
too.
Love to get rid of some of that money.
Eat a little bit of that money. To make it happen. Why not? You put yourself in this position with two of the most horrendous contract signings in Penguins history. Tristan Jarry and Ryan Graves, both at about $27 million. So
yeah, that one was...
you don't have the luxury of keeping a soon-to-be 32-year-old winger be a pretty hot commodity on the market here in Rickard Rakell. You don't have that luxury. Trade him, get another first-round pick, which I think you could. Do you agree, Bob?
You think you can get a first-round pick for Rakell?
My God, they just got one for Marcus Pettersson.
Yeah, but that was kind of a different situation. I don't know if I think Vancouver was so desperate to get rid of JT Miller originally when they got that pick. I don't think they had that pick as something that was...
Then get a second-round pick. I think you can get a first-rounder for Rakell. I do. Meanwhile,
how many Pettersons do the Canucks have on their roster now?
Too many.
A lot of Pettersons.
He's signed to a reasonable deal, and he's highly productive right now. To me, that's a first-round pick. That's first-round pick material.
How about a guy like Kevin Hayes? And I say this, not that he would bring in a lot, but he's the kind of valued veteran that a lot of GMs talk about this time of the year. And he's having a pretty good year when you think about it. I looked at a list of guys on their team, and I'm thinking, who would get what? What would Kevin Hayes get you?
Nothing.
He'd get you something.
Nothing.
He served, again, no purpose here given what they're going through, I don't think. But he what does he have? How many goals does he have? It's not bad. I mean, I when they acquired him, they got the second-round pick included, which is why they took him, I believe.
I mean, that's fine, but I'm talking about needle movers here, Bob. Guys who set
there
you up for
none.
A future. Yes, there are. Rakell is one of them.
You said beyond him. Beyond him, who are they going to?
Any of the guys who have no trades, you beg Brian Rust.
Yeah, but you can't control them if they say no.
No, you can't. No, you can't. But you can beg, and once you approach them, they know that you want to get rid of them. Plus, with Karlsson, again, why would he want to stay? I don't get it. Why would he be disagreeable to moving?
I don't know.
Limits? Anybody?
No idea.
Can somebody help me here? Why would he want to stay here?
No connection to the city. He was not a part of the historic winning the cups. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand it.
I would love to see him get dealt. And that's a lot of money to get up from under, even if you picked up some of it, Bob. You know
yeah,
that?
I wouldn't mind picking up some of it. If it meant I can get rid of half of it, I'll do it.